This is Dr. Dave dictating a consultation on Edwin, E-D-W-I-N, last name Rawlings, R-A-W-L-I-N-S. His date of birth is December 4, 1950, and the patient seen for Dr. Amanda Jimenez Lawson, and also for Dr. Anand Prakash, MD, of North Texas Kidney Disease Associates. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 73-year-old male quit smoking 4 or 5 months ago. Prior to that, he smoked one pack per day for almost 50 years. He denies any alcohol, denies any drug allergies. Symptoms: patient is mostly confined to the wheelchair. However, he can use walker and walk. He does have left hemiparesis from previous CVA, and hence his mobility impaired. He complains of general weakness. New paragraph. History of present illness. Recently, patient was evaluated by Dr. Prakash and was found to have monoclonal gammopathy. That is the reason for the referral. New paragraph. History of present illness. Patient had a CVA in 2014. His wife said that was a bleeding in the brain. The patient subsequently had paralysis of the left side. He still has significant weakness of the left side, and he has to use walker, and still he drags his feet. Recently, he was diagnosed with atrial fibrillation, and since then he has been placed on Xarelto. New paragraph. His past medical history includes a history of atrial fibrillation, history of hemiplegia from CVA, history of COPD. A patient also has been pre-diabetic, and now he was found to have monoclonal gammopathy. That's the reason for the referral. A review of system. Besides difficulty in walking, he also complained of very dry skin. New paragraph. His immunoelectrophoresis did show monoclonal protein, which was 0.2. The range was 0. And it was seen in gamma fraction. IgG gamma was present. No free light chain were seen. New paragraph. Physical exam. He is 5 feet tall. 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighing 180. Blood pressure is 122 or 82. Pulse is irregular. It's 70 to 80. He is normocephalic. Eyes ENT showed paler. Lymph node negative in the neck. Chest symmetrical, lungs diminished entry bilaterally and wheezing, heart irregular, abdomen obese, extremities edema, both ankle, CNS, left hemiparesis. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, recently discovered monoclonal gammopathy. Diagnosis 2, left hemiparesis from previous CVA. Diagnosis 3, atrial fibrillation. New paragraph recommendations. We'll go on and redraw CBC, CMP, and immunoprotein electrophoresis and beta-2 microglobulin. Once available, we can make further recommendations. However, I believe that looking at his recent lab, he may have monoclonal gammopathy, but it seems to be benign. So the approach would be still observation and surveillance. Close observation and surveillance. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a consultation on Edwin Rawlings, R-A-W-L-I-N-S, copy of This May Be Sent to Dr. Lawson, and one copy to Dr. Prakash. Thank you.